And I think some of you have heard this story of the elephant. That did a little special thing when we went to a circus with Baba.
Oh, yeah.
Baba took us to a circus in Ahmednagar. A very simple, human, heartwarming circuses. Not one of the grand circuses like we've seen sometimes in Bombay or someplace. But these country circuses or little town circuses have more of animals, more of atmosphere, more of warmth and heart, and really good stuff that comes out. Anyway, Baba took us, and it's just, it was held in the grounds, just where you cross on the way from here to the trust office. There's this police chowki, there's a corner where you turn that you go to the bus stand.
Yeah.
Well, opposite that is big grounds.
Yeah.
Sometimes you see little hutments there. Uh-huh. Well, it was completely open and bare and just, you know, a free land. So there the circus was held, and Baba and we saw it. Now, most of the audience were sitting on benches and some on the floor, and there were little chairs around, and Baba didn't want to be known, to be recognized by anyone there. So Baba had the scarf that he tied like this, and the scarf that goes like this, and we went in just before the circus began, and we, you know, slipped in, and we sat on the little chairs, being as inconspicuous as possible, and so we had a grand time. We saw the circus thing. So just before it ended, just when it ended, you know how they come and take a bow, and the sequined lady, and the lady who would done acts with the tiger and all that kind of thing. Very, very good acrobatics of the children and the elephants had come and the camels had come and all that thing was finished. Now it's finished and Baba gets up and says, come on, let's slip away, sort of. But suddenly we saw that something else was happening. On the stage, the back curtain was parting and an elephant was coming out. And we said, oh, Baba, but there's still some more. So we made, you know, so Baba gave in, and he sat down. And what was more was that this elephant, the best of the lot, was a she-elephant. She comes in onto the stage with her owner coming along with her. So I said, you see, that's the finale, and the owner is taking a bow, maybe? We didn't know. And in the trunk of the elephant was a garland. She was holding a garland in her uplifted trunk. Such a sight, like you see in the goddesses' postcards and things. And we said, fine, imagine we might have missed that. So we were very happy. But then suddenly, our smiles faded because we found that having come to the center, the elephant and the owner then guided the elephant this way, and they were coming straight to where Baba was. And we knew Baba didn't want to be recognized. He wanted to be incognito. So we're just looking, scared looking at it. And but then Baba was smiling, having accepted. What happened was he brought the elephant right to the edge where Baba's chair was, to facing Baba. And then he took the garland from the elephant and came down and garlanded Baba in front of it all. Oh, and Baba was so radiant and gave up himself. Oh, I'll never forget.
So that man must be knowing Baba.
Of course. Oh, yeah, he knew. He knew. He was a Ahmednagar. He knew. He had recognized, no matter how incognito Baba wanted to be. So he kept this best act for the last.
When was that, Mommy?
40s. 40s, 50s, somewhere around that.